This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Gracious God, may we praise you not one in 7 days, but all 7 days. For all that we have, all that we are is yours. May we live lives with an attitude of gratitude in thanksgiving for the many blessings you shower upon us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. Happy Thanksgiving. I don't know if you noticed, but when we read the Thanksgiving proclamation attributed to Abraham Lincoln, the end of it says that he declares that the last Thursday of November, we will celebrate Thanksgiving. To which you probably were thinking, oh my gosh, we're a week early. Well, I have read that over and over, and I had to do my research this year when I started to think about it, because this is one of those years when it's not the last Thursday in November. And it goes back to the year of 1941, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president at the time, decided that it might be a good idea to bump it up to the fourth Thursday. Why? Because it would give more shopping time for our economy to recover. There were arguments between the Republicans and the Democrats. Some things haven't changed. Such that they started nicknaming it Franksgiving for his changing the name. Well, here we are. This is a year in which we have had many, many elections. It is a year when we have seen much turmoil, much arguments, debating. And there is one particular issue, I think, or image that will stick with us for a while, and that is from the Republican convention when Clint Eastwood talked to an empty chair. I found this video clip that I think puts the empty chair in a true Thanksgiving perspective. Let's watch this clip. To give thanks in all circumstances is our call. It is great that we have at least one official day when we have an excuse to do so. But whatever our status in life is, the fact is we have life. One of my favorite quotes you've heard me say before from one of my heroes, Father John Claypool: when you have a tendency to be cynical and to be envious and jealous, think of what you have today compared to what you had an hour before you were born. We are truly blessed, truly blessed. We need to be grateful for that. There's always a promise of chocolate on Thanksgiving at St. Joseph's. And so, as is our custom, I have today, from the good folks at Hershey, the world's largest Hershey Kiss. Now, who might like to receive this today? You'd like a Hershey's Kiss? Okay, here you go. Here you go. Yeah. I'd like to find somebody, though, that I don't know. That I don't know. I don't think I know you. Chelsea. Here you go, Chelsea. Enjoy. Now, we always had these variations on a theme with this chocolate, but there were expectations that were raised for you, huh? When you came into this church today, you had no chocolate. You're walking away with some chocolate. I did not know who you were, Chelsea, and thank you for being here today. But this is God's love. God doesn't care about who we are to base the blessings that he gives to each one of us. He just gives indiscriminately. It is God's nature to give. Now, there's a second part to this that I would like to share with you today as well. I have another small Hershey, the 5-pound variety that comes to us from the good folks. And I think I'd like to give this today to this young lady, Elaine. No, sorry. I goofed. That's the wrong one. I gave you the wrong one. Because, you know, the blessings God has for it, all the blessings have our name on it. I think this is yours. It says, to the sweetest girl I know, and this is from God, and it just happens to have not only your name, but your picture on it. I think this one's yours. You know, the blessings God gives to us are designed specifically for us. And praise God you came today, because I don't know what I was going to do if you didn't show up. But we are so blessed, and we can't compare ourselves one to another. God has unique blessings for each one of us. That is what we are thankful for today. Now, in closing, I wouldn't let our young person go just with a little Hershey Kiss, so you are going to get the other chocolate bar today. So. Enjoy the chocolate. Enjoy the blessings. Each day, sit in that chair and thank God for the blessings you have received. We have a tradition here now of ending this sermon by singing a hymn. It's an important hymn. It's written by the name of a man, Martin Rinkert. He was a Lutheran pastor. He was a Lutheran pastor in his hometown of Eilenburg during the 30 Years' War. And because of the war, they had to stay within the walls of the city, and it happened to be at a time when the plague was running rampant. People were dying right and left. Martin Rinkert was being called to officiate at 40 to 50 funerals a day, including his wife's. When all was said and done, Martin metaphorically sat in that empty chair and gave God thanks. And he wrote the song, the hymn that we will now sing. It's 397 in your hymnal. Now thank we all our God. Think of your blessings as we stand and sing 397. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our lives be near us with ever joyful hearts and a blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and him who reigns with them in highest heaven, eternal triune God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be ever.